Yesterday, because Wally wasn't here, we did the Dave St. Dave Morning Gang, and usually Wally will play the character of Joey, a dim-witted caller that calls up, and someone in the room yesterday goes, well, should Calandro play the part of Joey? And immediately Wally just went, no, we would like to not ruin any bitch today. Why would we? That'd be like, hey, I'm trying to light a fire. Why don't we try to get it going with some water?
Calandro has very good street smarts, but when it comes to comedy instincts,
I mean, just putrid, absolutely horrible. And there's a new example of it, which is the wonderful Booze McGillicuddy. We can't get enough of young Booze McGillicuddy. Crash and I discovered her, months and months ago. She's gone out, and the thing is that she sees what free stuff she can get using boobs as her only currency. And the funny thing is, she goes in and people get excited, and then she goes, if I show you my boobs, will you give me this? And then she shows her boobs, and everyone flips out, and we all have a wonderful time. And it's a great bit.
Thanks, boobs.
Yes, indeed. And Calandro was out with boobs last night, working hard, out last night, going around the streets of Metro Atlanta, trying to get some audio, calling me at 9:45 at night, going crazy. And you then just inform, Todd comes in, Todd the butler who cuts up the audio informs me that it's unusable. And the reason is because Boobs was not showing her boobs, where she gets reactions like this.
So what do you think?
Oh my god!
You like it?
Yes! Oh my god!
See, that's funny.
That's good stuff.
And Calandro just goes, I thought the crux of the bit was that boobs just got free stuff!
That's what it's meant to be. That's the mechanic. You see how much stuff? It's part of a contest.
Yes! If she shows her boobs. You don't. Doesn't occur to you that that's what's funny about that bit?
Oh, yeah, it occurs to me, but I didn't think it was missing essential for that to happen.
When you listen to that bit, what stands out as the best part of that piece of audio?
The presentation of the boobs.
Right.
Yes. Okay. And so, but why does that not, I mean, you're out there, you're working, why does it not occur to you?
I thought there were other things that were tangible, that were funny, perhaps.
I mean, you say things are funny that are mind-boggling bad. Remember when you went up to screw with Whip and you said that how funny it was the next day and it was like the worst? We played it because it was so horrible, and then that was regretful because it was so bad. I mean, just what's going on? Why are your instincts so horrible? Please tell me.
I don't know. Maybe I need a seminar.
I don't think there's...
seminar. Sit down. Run me through some tests.
What are your ultimate goals for radio, honestly?
I like to go away, work another market, maybe co-host a talk show.
Host a talk show. Yeah. Like serious political talk.
Yeah. Like you do on the phones. During when we're trying to do bits.
Yes, exactly. Right. Why you talk on the phone for a long time with people when they call in.
Right.
All right.
I think
you'd be excellent at that.
Yes, you would be. I mean, if you
as long as there's no comedy involved.
Right.
Yeah, perhaps if there's a way that you could just talk on the phone to people.
Right.
That'd be great. Well, I'll give you an example. All right, let me pick up the telephone here. All right. Tell me if this works.
What are you trying to do? You trying to call the hotline?
You call the hotline.
Yeah.
We're having our own comedy workshop right here.
I'm going to try to tell you what Calandro would sound like. Go ahead, sir.
Right, go ahead.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment about Calandro. I think you need to fire him. I think one of the homeless people from the restaurant review could do a better job than him. I mean, y'all had to do the bit for him this morning. He couldn't even handle that. He's just a freaking idiot.
Oh, he is. Well. He's an idiot. He can't even find a proper bum half the time. I mean, he knows what works. Hello?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. All right, you guys talk to Calandro real quick and give him your business, and I'll do what Calandro's show would be.
Okay. Yesterday, we were having a conversation. By the way, if you go to 99x.com right now, there are some phenomenal pictures of Crystal, who is the Home Depot pinup girl, and she's in the Women of Home Depot spread at Playboy.com. She came out to our concert, our Upstart Festival, over the weekend, looking absolutely sick. I don't know if I've ever seen her. In fact, even the photographer from Playboy magazine, I have been told, said that he told the editor of Playboy.com that in his however many years he's been photographing playmates, she may have the best body of any playmate he's ever seen. Calandro's response, I don't know. Not my type.
You've seen much better, haven't you?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you need me to do here?
I don't know. This is a disaster.
Tell me what you're trying to do.
You got me so pissed off. Just put the hotline on hold. I'm not even going to do the bit anymore. This is a disaster. Calandra, you get me so frustrated. It's a disaster.
But that was a good way to prove Calandra's not funny by doing that.
I don't know what the hell is going on, to be honest with you. God.
You don't have to prove it. He proves it every day.
I don't know what's going on.
All right. So where are we? What do we got to do here?
Let's see. Boobs wasn't funny, so we can't run that.
Well, we do have Calandra's executive assistant here.
Which isn't even...
Because what happened is Wally's on vacation this week, and he kind of passed the baton to Calandra to be the show producer for the week, and otherwise has been doing a sensational job, good organizational job. First thing he did is he went out and he got an executive assistant to help him through the tough week.
He needs to know, but that has just been established, so I needed someone to compliment
and
my
weaknesses.
Here's my first question, and no offense to you or not, but we have dozens of interns that run around here.
Not good enough for what I need.
No, this is sensational. Here, Crash, why don't you take this mic here?
Okay.
And, Calandra, why don't you introduce us to your executive assistant,
take that mic,
how you met him and the interview process.
Keep your headphones on there, Dante. Keep them on your head.
Oh, my God. I swear to God.
What's the problem?
Go ahead.
All right. Say hello to the people, Dante.
Hey, how y'all doing? I know.
All right. Tell it's getting better, Tacho. It's getting better.
Calandra can't even tell his protege how to get on a microphone properly.
All right,
well,
that was
this when you were going to do
You're a moron. You're such a moron. Right, you're getting me excited.
Okay. Explain who we have here.
This is Don Shea. Lives in my building. Young man of 22. Don Shea, tell the people about yourself.
5'8".
Get right up in the microphone there.
Yeah.
Finna start school in August. Food service landscaper. Trying to take the trade.
Here, stop doing the Ray Charles and just stand still
right in the microphone. And tell us how did you meet Calandra?
I met him in an apartment. He would exercise downstairs in the fitness room.
I exercise downstairs in the fitness room.
Oh, okay. Said, okay.
In the fitness room.
Okay. All right. And did you realize at any point when you met Calandra that he had a lower than average IQ?
No, he ain't.
Was he running backwards on the treadmill? Was he? Did he fly off into any windows?
No.
Was he standing on the handlebars of the stationary bicycle trying to get an exercise that way?
No.
Did you know that he was a big radio star? And how did you find out that he was a big radio star?
From all the 99X shirts he wears when he's working
the
out.
Shirts and stuff, and he told me.
He said that.
He did tell you.
And what did he want you to do today? What did he tell you to come up here for?
Help him out.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things have you been doing today?
Helping to feed the hungry, you know, people in the park downtown. That's about it.
Have you ever fed the hungry before?
No, sir.
No, you haven't. So that was a new experience for you.
Yes, sir.
What do you do for you're in school, right? How do you make money?
Tell you, cut grass, you know, anything. Well, cut grass. I might help my dad at work. Come my dad he work in Midtown. HVAC.
He owns an HVAC.
He is a HVAC. He an engineer.
He is an HVAC.
He's
an air conditioning unit. Okay. Very good.
Is he cool?
Yeah, he cool.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, good.
Have you and Calandra ever shared God's good gift of the earth?
God did. No.
No, okay. Calandra knows what I'm talking about.
All right, so do you live with your parents?
Yeah, stay with my dad.
And is Calandra notorious around the building?
No.
Do you ever have sleepovers?
No, I never had no sleepovers.
Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe a career in radio, now that you've seen this for the last 3.5 hours, maybe something you'd be interested in doing?
No, I'm still nervous.
You're not nervous. You're all right.
You're doing a good job.
There's no reason to be nervous. Now, can we get someone to answer the phones, and we could have Don Shea take some calls? We could have him practice.
In fact, let's have Don Shea answer these calls, just like if you had Calandra's
job. Well done, because everyone is on the same page here. Let's go to the phones, talk to Don Shea.
Do like you've seen Calandra do all that.
Right in the microphone.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Quick question. Yeah, I'm looking at the Playmate Crystal, and I see is she from Dawsonville or Douglasville?
She's from Dawsonville.
Oh, well, y'all got Douglasville on your site.
Of course, because that's a mistake. That would be Calandra.
figures. Calandra always has to screw things up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, all right. Well, I was going to go out to Home Depot, but now I'm going to go to Douglasville, and I'm going to have to go to Dawsonville.
She's beautiful.
Man,
she's got the Playboy photographer said she's got one of the best bodies that he's ever photographed.
Oh man, you're not kidding one bit right there.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. She's got double D's, natural, and they're perky, and she's got a 27-inch waist. It's almost unfair.
guys. It's always
all right, turn down your radio. You're on the air. All right. Now. Turn down your radio.
She's beautiful.
Oh, my God. If you are calling the show right now, turn down your radio before you dial.
We have a 20-second delay.
Right.
99X.
I can't talk to Dante.
Hey. Yeah.
Hello?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Oh, hey. Okay. What's up? Hey, you should be on radio.
Yo.
Yeah. Hello?
Yo.
Yeah.
Is that how you talk to girls, Dante? I imagine you're alone quite a bit. The girls are obviously flirting with you, and you're just responding with, yeah?
Yeah, come on, Dante.
Yo, how you doing? What's up?
What's up? Hey, how long have you been living in Atlanta?
In Atlanta, about 19 years.
19, dang.
Are you a Nubian princess, my dear?
Nubian? Oh, yes.
You are.
No.
You are not. You're white?
No, I'm Asian.
You're Asian? You sound like you might. You sound like you're from an urban area.
Huh? Oh, no.
Do you enjoy a black man?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter what the color is, you know?
At what point, after they kept coming into your liquor store, did you decide to embrace them? At what point did that happen, dear?
I went to a really ghetto, like, middle school, so...
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. All right. Let's go. This guy wants to complain about the show.
Oh, good.
John Shea, I want you to field this call.
Mm-hmm.
And using appropriate language, do not swear, I want you to defend the show that you are working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, here we go. Rick, you're on the air.
All right. I just wanted to make the comment. I listen to the show every day, and I listen to the show tomorrow, too. But today, this show absolutely sucks.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, Boobs McGillicuddy is fake. She's going around to her friends getting them to do stuff for her because my brother was the guy in the subway that she rigged up. She never even flashes her boobs.
Dante?
Yeah.
Do you want to defend the show,
Dante?
Oh.
He said the show sucked.
All right, well, you hung up. You won, Dante.
I would like to investigate that last
charge.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Didn't we have somebody with her?
Yes, we had Calandro with her.
Calandro?
I completely categorically deny that allegation. That is false.
That is true. That is false. Calandro's right because she went into that liquor store where that guy propositioned her for sex for money and stuff.
All right.
And all right. That stuff.
Well, but we do agree. I want to set the record straight then that was erroneous.
We do agree with the guy, though, his first point. The show does suck today.
We had Adam Sandler on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that point was good, but I'm gonna have to agree with him. The last hour and a half has been pretty bad.
You thought Wally was bad on the air?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't been a big fan today.
I was a fan of the Wally one. I was a fan of the Wally bit. All right. Let's take one more call for Dante. Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, you guys. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Why in the world is it that it seems like 90% of all the black people that I see driving around in cars, nice vehicles, have their windows either down or cracked when it's above 90 degrees outside?
Dante, why is that?
Well, I think so. Maybe hot outside, I guess.
Huh?
Hopefully that answered your question, sir. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Well, Dante, you are wonderful. I'm glad that you've made such a relationship with Calandro. It's been wonderful to hear about. And Crash Clark, you're no longer allowed on the show complaining about the last hour and a half.
It's just since like 8:20.
It's been going downhill.
Yeah. I'm honest with you. I'm your buddy.
But I did pretty good, though, did I?
Yes, you did.
You know, first learned, though.
Yeah,
I first learned, you're good.
Take time.
I would like for you to come back and continue being Calandro's executive assistant.
Yeah, I am.
You done with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, real quick, though, he said you're a big sports fan or just a big basketball fan?
A Laker fan.
I would like, is he in tomorrow?
He can be in tomorrow.
I would like him to help me in the sports tank tomorrow.
Can you do that, Dante?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Big All-Star game tonight, Dante. You got to watch the All-Star game tonight. You and I do a little bit of bantering back and forth, kind of like we'll do a little bit of Chris Berman, Joe Morgan.
Okay.
All right, you and me, right into the mic. All right,
very good. When we come back, we'll have the news pile. Got a chance to win a motorcycle. It's all coming up, the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X.
The Don Miller Morning Show. Fred Toucher.
She's got a little bit of thump in the trunk. Kaboom, kaboom.
The Don Miller Morning Show. 99X.